So I want to have a conversation in two parts here. And this conversation jump-started from a segment I heard on Rich Eisen's podcast. Rich and his co-host were engaged in a conversation about Patrick Mahomes. I'm going to play this in two parts, and then after the next break, we're going to come back, and I'm going to relate that to something that I think a guy we all consider a successful coach, Nick Saban, had to say that I think was a similar line of conversation. Here's the segment from the Rich Eisen show. All right, let's take a break right there. For the record, all that is factually correct. All that is factually correct up until he says they're winning in spite of him. That's not right. All the numbers are right. In turn, if you just look at it, and you guys know, as Lonzo loves to point out, I am a gigantic, and Lonzo frequently tells me, because I think numbers matter. And I think that I think stories get told in numbers. Mathematics is, I'm bad at them, but mathematics is a universal language. Statistics matter. However, there is a phrase that I credit my former, well, I guess still colleague, my former comrade, Mark Ryan, with. He coined this term a very long time ago to the fact that Booger McFarland used this phrase on the College Football Wrap-Up Show on Saturday, and it went viral. The phrase about statistics is, as Mark Ryan used to say regularly, statistics are like a bikini. They don't show everything, but they're pretty close.
All right. So really quick, I know you're giving the credit to Mark Ryan there, but he and Booger had a show together. Maybe he took it from Booger.
No. Booger straight up acknowledged when he said this on Saturday, I heard this phrase a while back. I promise you, that's a Mark Ryanism. And I also know that
I heard it 10,000 times.
Oh, I'm sure.
So, yeah.
I'm sure. I also know it's a Mark Ryanism because Mark Ryan and I worked together in Florida well before he worked here, and he used to say it back then, too. He's been carrying it his whole career.
But that was after Booger, right?
No, this was well before Booger.
Okay, all right, right.
He left.
Just doing research here.
He left Destin to go to Tampa to work with Booger. So I was his last co-host before he worked with Booker.
It's also definitely his mindset.
For sure.
That's where he would go.
And for the record,
yeah,
it's a Mark Ryanism I give him credit for. It's a good one. Statistics are like bikinis. They don't show everything, but they tell a lot of the story, right? Statistics are. He's absolutely right about that. And statistically speaking, Patrick Mahomes is very pedestrian this year. Patrick Mahomes is remarkably mid, statistically speaking. Here's something else I have to point out. You know who Patrick Mahomes' number one wide receiver is this year in the National Football League? Travis Kelce, a tight end. Okay? Do you know where Travis Kelce ranks in yards received this year? 56th in the NFL. You know who his number two wide receiver in terms of yards in receiving is? Xavier Worthy. Do you know where Xavier Worthy ranks in the NFL in terms of receiving yards this year? 86th. So the best two guys he has right now are a tight end who ranks 56th in the league and a rookie speed wideout who ranks 86th. I have said this before and I'll say it again. The wide receiver crew that the Chiefs have placed around Patrick Mahomes, it ain't that good.
All right, any other team, and if you didn't know who the team was and people told you they're undefeated, the quarterback's not having a good season, the first thing you would ask, do they have a great defense? They do. Do they have a really good running game? They do.
Yes.
I mean, and those things will afford you not having stellar play. Also, you know, yards after catch and things like that. I mean,
I think that, and again,
also one of the best kicking games in the entire league, too.
The point that I would make here is, number one, they have built a very well-rounded team. There is no arguing that. It is a very well-rounded team. They have the 10th best run game in the National Football League. Harrison Butker is absolutely a stud with the leg, no doubt about that. And defensively, overall, the Kansas City Chiefs are the 9th-ranked defense overall in terms of yards allowed per game. It's a well-rounded team. And they sacrificed because they have Patrick Mahomes. And the Patriots did this too for a very long time. This is a similar trait that the Chiefs and the Patriots under Tom Brady share. They went, this cat at QB is so good. We can sacrifice integrity of the wide receiver core and use the money and the resources that would go into that, and we can spread it around to other points of the football game. We can take some of the money we would have to go get if Patrick Mahomes wasn't Patrick Mahomes and put into a wide receiver core, and we can pay Chris Jones. We can pay that linebacking core. We can take some of the money that we would have to pay if we weren't paying a rookie contract for Xavier Worthy, and we can keep Harrison Butker instead of letting him go to, because another team would pay him to come be their stud. We can pay him that money. We can take that money that we would have to put into a wide receiver core, but because he's Patrick Mahomes, we can put that into improving our defensive backfield this year. And they did that. The Chiefs said, we got to take the strength that we have in Patrick Mahomes and work around that. And the result is that if Patrick Mahomes had A.J. Brown, had Nuke, had any of these wide receivers that are on bad teams and are good receivers, and you put them on the Chiefs, they'd be leading the NFL in passing yards, without a doubt. But the Chiefs figured out what the Patriots did for a very long time. The Patriots, when Tom Brady was Tom Brady, they didn't have to go get one of the best 15 receivers in the NFL. They could save that money and put it elsewhere, and they did it for a long time, which is why Tom Brady had one season with Randy Moss. What did they do? They became the most successful quarterback to wide receiver duo in the history of the NFL when it came to touchdown passes in a single season.
What did they not do?
Didn't win a Super Bowl. How many years has Patrick Mahomes not won a Super Bowl? It's the NFL. You're not winning it every year if you're the GOAT.
Two, I think.
The point here is he won seven. All right? And I'm not saying Mahomes won't win seven. What I'm saying is the Chiefs are copying the Patriots' model, and it's brilliant. So this argument that, oh, the Chiefs are winning despite Mahomes. No. They're not. They're still winning because of Mahomes, even if the numbers don't reflect that the way that they do for other quarterbacks. The numbers are mid because the talent group around Mahomes ain't that good, and yet he's elevated them to 6-0. Texter said Mahomes is not making critical errors at critical times during the game. Also true. Eight picks for sure. Four of those are off of tipped balls. Four of Mahomes' league-leading eight interceptions are off of tipped balls. Because I said to Alonzo earlier, the interior of the Chiefs' offensive line, very good. Your tackles, not very good. And those tipped balls by defensive ends when Mahomes is throwing out because he's only got one down the field threat are getting tipped and picked. But they're not in critical times because Mahomes knows that's a weakness and he stays away from it. I'm going to continue this conversation with something that Nick Saban said coming up in the next segment of the Rob Brown Show in the Fan Upstate. I was that guy. Again, is that not Andy Reid? You have seen it in the past where somebody makes a mistake and Andy Reid is the first guy to get over there and talk to him a little bit. Failure is, as the great one and I love to call it, a teachable moment, right? And you should take advantage of teachable. The best coaches do not immediately. There's plenty of videos of Nick Saban chewing guys out on the sideline. I have stood feet from Nick Saban when he's on one of those chew out sessions. Happened to me, Mississippi State, A.J. McCarron, back in 2007 or whatever it was. A.J. McCarron was the backup quarterback. They were up on, like, Mississippi State, like, 30 points. They sent in A.J. McCarron as the backup. McCarron went in, threw a pick in the end zone, and Saban was all over his behind. And there's video that goes around on the internet where it looks like Saban is just chewing McCarron's behind raw. Y'all, I was 10 feet from that. A very dear friend of mine from high school was the assistant sports information director in Tuscaloosa at that time. Got me on the sideline for that game. Do you know when I can tell you what Nick said in that rant? Nick Saban was not just going, "Oh, what are you doing, you idiot?" He wasn't. What he was saying was effectively, in that play, it's designed to pull the safety up and leave the back corner of the end zone open. That safety stepped up, but you missed. You actually ran the play that we were running the decoy for this other play. I need you to do this, this, and this. And if you watch that rant, do you know what he does when McCarron walks away, when he dismisses McCarron? He slaps him on the butt. He gives him the old good game pat. He looked like he was, running McCarron rough, but he wasn't. He was actually coaching him up. He was just very animated doing it. That's Andy Reid. So, yes, Patrick Mahomes' numbers are very, very average this year. Very pedestrian. Not what you expect out of the baby goat. Not at all. But what is not being discussed by guys who are looking at the numbers and going, oh, look, Patrick Mahomes has fallen off. What they're not discussing is the fact that outside of Kelsey, there's not an established veteran in the wide receiver core that he can lean on. You got Xavier Worthy, who is shaping up to be a stud for sure. But that's first-year guy whose talent is run real fast, right? Then, because of that, you got Andy Reid who's going, all right, I got at best an average wide receiver core, but here's how all their talents can be maximized for Patrick Mahomes. That works. And number three, I got Patrick Mahomes on the sideline who you never really see him start throwing the helmet around and getting upset at anybody but himself. He stays the leader on the front line and does the thing that needs to be done. I don't mean to glaze Mahomes for no reason. I got plenty of Tony Romo and Troy Aikman doing that enough in my ears every Sunday, even in games that Patrick Mahomes isn't in. But I was watching the Colts game this weekend over the Dolphins, and I don't remember who it was, Richardson or whoever, does something wild, and the announcer's like, you know, that's a play Patrick Mahomes makes look easy. And it's like, why are we doing this? This is the Colts and the Dolphins. Patrick Mahomes in within 300 miles of the stadium. What are we doing? But you kind of got to give props to the last undefeated team, because if you are only looking at those numbers, yeah, I can see how you feel the way you feel. But you're wrong about it. I'm on Team Rich Eisen on this one. I'm also on Team Lonzo.
By the way, Mecole Hardman, Juju, those guys, they're veterans, but they're also system guys, and they know that system. Tampa Bay Buccaneers lose 2 in their 41-31 loss to the Baltimore Ravens last night. Mike Evans left the game early with a hamstring injury, and Chris Godwin dislocated an ankle with just over a minute left to play. Baker Mayfield threw for 370 yards and 3 touchdowns, but had 2 interceptions, while Lamar Jackson had 281 yards and 5 passing touchdowns, as well as 52 rushing yards. Kyler Murray threw and ran for touchdowns last night as Arizona kicked a walk-off field goal to beat the Chargers 17-15. James Conner ran for 101 yards, and Greg Dortch caught 1 touchdown in the win. And make sure you tune in this Friday at 7 p.m. as the Burns Rebels head to Spartanburg to take on the Vikings. It's Burns versus Spartanburg right here on your home for Burns Rebels football. It is us, the fan, Upstate.